And good morning to you. It's 1 minute after 10 o'clock and time for another 10:01 Spotlight here on Red River Radio. The Shreveport Symphony will be performing its next concert. That is tomorrow evening at 7:30 p.m. in the Riverview Theater in downtown Shreveport, a program that really focuses a lot on music and nature. Among the pieces to be performed, Beethoven's Sixth Symphony, that is the Pastoral Symphony, will also be performing Szemetna's Moldau, and sandwiched in along with that music is some music that you probably have not heard, but on an instrument you have heard, but not be totally familiar with. That is the mandolin, and virtuoso mandolin player Jeff Midkiff is my guest this morning. Jeff, first of all, welcome to Shreveport.
Thanks, Kermit. It's great to be here.
And it's an atypical combination. Not that mandolin doesn't appear from time to time within an orchestra. Certainly Mozart has written for the mandolin, but mandolin with a symphony orchestra. Talk a little bit about, first of all, how you got interested in the instrument, because I know that you we were just talking a little bit off mic, and your degrees are in clarinet, and you're also a symphony conductor.
Right.
But how did you get focused on the mandolin?
Well, in Roanoke, Virginia, where I grew up, I had a neighbor who was playing mandolin. I was 7 years old, and I heard him play the mandolin for the first time, and I showed interest, I believe. I said, "Oh, that sounds really cool." And he told me that if I learned how to play it, he'd give it to me. I think he had an ulterior motive. I think he wanted an excuse to buy a new mandolin for himself. But anyway,
it's not a bad deal.
No, not at all. And so I said, "Yeah, sure." Well, it was exactly the right thing to do for him and for me, because I just took to it and I just couldn't put it down. I just would play and play and play, and I just kept going. I started taking a few lessons to learn the basics, but my main goal was to learn how to play bluegrass music. My mom and dad liked that a lot, and had it playing around the house. And so I took a few lessons, and then I got a lot of records out, and I started learning by ear. Mm-hmm. And I joined a couple bands, and in Virginia at the time, during the 70s, there were many fiddlers conventions. And so for that decade or so, during my teens and through that those years, I competed a lot, and then I started playing more professionally and recording a few CDs with a couple bands, and did that.
Okay, so of course bluegrass playing is going to be different. You're talking about fiddle players and all of that too,
right.
And there's a lot of improvisation that's involved in this.
Right.
But of course, when you're performing with an ensemble like a symphony, it can't all be improvised. otherwise,
right.
No one would know
that's
what
right.
was going on. And talk a little bit about this fusion of the styles.
Well, actually, there's one person who can improvise, and that's the composer. That would be me. As a clarinetist, when I was in the sixth grade, I started learning clarinet, and then I sort of started a separate parallel musical universe for myself, and I started learning and loving classical music, and then I decided to go to college, and I got my degree. I have a bachelor's and master's in clarinet, and I learned to conduct as well, and so I have a lot of history and classical and the classical field as well. Up until recently, though, they've been two separate paths. It's all the people that I played with improvise wise, like bluegrass or jazz, would be surprised to know that I played clarinet at Carnegie Hall. And then the people that I play Mahler symphonies with said, "You play the mandolin? What's that?" So in the last 5 or 10 years or so, I've been determined to see if I can't incorporate everything into what I'm doing. And the culmination of this is, I believe, this mandolin concerto that I wrote last year.
And of course, it's your original composition. But if I may, it mm-hmm. reminded me last night, at least at rehearsal with the orchestra, it's got elements. It's got that Americana feel that you get, I think, from say the music of Copland. I wouldn't say mm-hmm. it's like mm-hmm. Copland, but you get that same kind of feel. So I think you've done a wonderful job of kind of getting that American feel to the piece.
Well, thank you very much. As I was said a minute ago off mic, I really didn't want to compose a piece that was a sort of a crossover, like trying to play bluegrass with a symphony. That's not what I'm trying to do, and I just basically am incorporating everything that I know. I mean, we are a product of what we know. So I've sort of assimilated Copland and Bill Monroe and Mahler and Stravinsky and and different bluegrass. It's all sort of coming together.
Well, looking forward to it. It's tomorrow evening, of course, the performance at 7:30 p.m. That's in Riverview Theater, downtown Shreveport. My guest has been mandolin player Jeff Midkiff, also composer, conductor, clarinetist, and all of that, but serving as composer and soloist tomorrow evening. So this mandolin concerto, also coupled with it, Beethoven's Symphony No. 6 and Bedrich Smetana's The Moldau. So it's a great performance coming up. Michael Butterman will be conducting it, of course. And if you're interested in tickets or information, you can go to ShreveportSymphony.com. You can also call 227-8863. That's area code 318-227-8863. Jeff, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Kermit.